This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, and another Town Hall Academy here at Vision 2026. Thank you, Sherry Hamilton, and the entire executive team and all the volunteers for having us here again. We've had an absolute blast. I don't know how they continue to make it better each and every year, but it does happen. Thank you so much to Napa Trax for having us here and sponsoring us this year. By the way, it's a great SMS system, one of the largest in the entire country. And one of the things that I know is you may not be using your SMS to the fullest capacity. So guess what? They have daily training going on and they have people in the street. So don't let your SMS run. You should run that. And I have conference voice because somebody kept me up late last night and I had to talk loud over the crowd. And we have a great, great episode about GSTA. And no, that is not a new disease coming out. So stay tuned. You're going to get all the details.
Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, how well does your team know their stuff? Test their automotive skills with the Today's Class Basic, Advanced, or Service Advisor quizzes. It's a quick, effective way to spot gaps and grow stronger teams. Take the quizzes now at todaysclass.com/TC quiz. Shop owners, stop juggling multiple marketing tools. Kukui's integrated platform, they deliver 4 times better website conversions, automated follow-up, and real-time ROI tracking. Get industry-leading customer support with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You're probably tired of chasing new customers who never return. We understand. Pit crew loyalty ends the one-and-done cycle, turning first visits into lasting, reliable revenue. On the web at pitcrewloyalty.com.
Welcome back. Let me introduce my panel. Travis Troy is here from Honest Wrenches. Every time I say Acne or Acne,
Ankeny,
I always say it wrong, where one of his stores is located, and Des Moines. And you're vice president of Milwaukee?
Correct, yes.
Wow. We have something to talk about here in a minute. You brought a couple of the students that were in the General Service Technician Academy, GSTA. 2022 it was started?
2023.
It's a two-day course helping the young people inside of our industry that are working, if you will, maybe generals,
yeah,
to come in and to spend 2 days at Vision being immersed in knowledge, safety, increased productivity. And we have two of the students here, Creon Golden. Hello, Creon.
How you doing today, Carm?
I'm great. He works at All Star Automotive in Columbia, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
And let's tell everybody right up front, what the hell just happened? You are the luckiest dog in the world.
Man, all right. So look, I've never been to an event like this before. I was not really nervous. I was really excited to come here, but I wasn't even expecting what happened. So I got there, attending my classes, just expecting to learn. Everything's pretty cool. And then they had like a little raffle for a toolbox.
A little raffle?
A little raffle for a toolbox, you know? They so happened to call Creon Golden.
Oh my man, God. Did you jump up and down or not?
I got real excited. I ended up getting a really nice toolbox and a bunch of tools. It's going to help me out real
so
nice.
Give me an idea how much it's worth.
Around $6,000.
See, isn't that amazing? And it came from Kukui and Napa. And they've been doing that all over the country. There's a lot going on. And thank God that they're working together on that.
Now I'm one of the lucky people to get it.
Wow. And I says, how are you getting it home? He says, I'll be picking it up at 3 o'clock.
I'm ready, man.
No one's shipping that to my place.
Nope, I'm ready to take it to the shop myself.
Jose Franson from Shockey's Auto Repair.
Skalicki's. Yep.
You know what? I couldn't even read my own writing. Skalicki's Auto Repair in Fargo.
That is correct.
And is that North Dakota?
Yep, that is located up in North Dakota. We see a lot of rusty vehicles, unfortunately.
Yeah. The rust capital of the world, I think you told me. It was great. Yeah. But before we get started and to find out what's going on with GSTA, your first time here at Vision, I got to tell you something that happened today. And over the years, I've had Jerry Holcomb on the show. And Jerry, along with a couple of other shop owners, and we did episodes a while back having the three legacy guys together. But Jerry seems to be the one that continues to come here, owns a shop. He's just one great guy. And what they did is they honored a new scholarship in Jerry's name by donating $100,000 to fund this scholarship. Travis, who is sitting to my left here, was responsible to give the introduction to Jerry. And was it before or after the video?
It was after the video.
It was after the video. So we watched this video. We're watching, I'm going to guess, 20 great friends and associates of Jerry give accolades to Jerry about all that he's done to contribute to the industry and for continuing to prop up and be passionate about vision. There wasn't a dry eye in the place.
Me included. Yeah, it was very powerful, very emotional moment. And it was just one of those things that we wanted to continue to honor Jerry while he was still actively involved, still here, still making a massive difference at Vision and in our industry. And it's pretty cool to be able to do that on the big stage here at Vision.
You're right. Some of our scholarships are for our people that have gone. It's nothing like being so proud to have something named after you while you're still having a powerful effect.
Absolutely. No.
Kian, how long have you been in the industry?
I've been in it for about 3 years now.
Really?
Honestly, I started pretty funny. I started my career pretty backwards. Like, I always...
Funny and backwards. Help me.
Funny and backwards. Funny and backwards. I always knew, like, as a kid that I would always want to work on cars and that I always wanted to be around cars. But growing up, I was kind of nervous to kind of start because I never had anybody to teach me anything about it. I just knew I wanted to learn. So to get anywhere close to being around cars, I started working at a Ford dealership and I started selling cars. And in that process, I was like learning a lot about the cars that I was selling. So I was like, you know what? I'm learning now. I'm going to go learn what I actually want to learn. So then I ended up just going to like a Jiffy Lube just to get head start to turn a wrench. Started there. And then from there, I went to a Big O Tires, which is pretty cool. But from there, which my best job so far, besides the one that I'm at now, this job is amazing. But I went to a Subaru dealership for about a year and a half, and I stayed there. It's pretty nice.
I think the big takeaway here, Travis, is Creon said, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And how many young people in our industry that want to do this, and they haven't prepped, the guidance counselor hasn't directed, guided, the parents say you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, and that's it, and you're going to go to college. And when you hear these stories, sooner or later, your own self has to get in the way of other people guiding you anywhere. First of all, thank God you followed your dream and your goals and your ideas, because you're here at Vision, the premier training event in North America. You're going to remember this first time and you're probably never going to miss it. And it's going to continue to feed you, not only your talent and your skills, but your brain and your attitude. Tell me I'm wrong. You're right or wrong.
You are 100% accurate. 100% accurate. And the thing that I love the most about that is, and I shared this at the beginning of the GSTA, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I see that in these two sitting across from us. They will never, ever have to work a day in their life because this career truly becomes a passion for them.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have some big shoes to fill here.
Oh,
Jose, talk to me. What's going on with you? How long you been doing this?
So similar to Creon, at least the start out, but I've been doing this for about 3.5 years. I started over at M State. I had a lot of troubles there with the professors. The professors were belittling me. I was having a lot of issues. Short story, short. They're gone. I left. I went to Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. I was there for a year, worked as a loop deck, tried to work my way up. Still couldn't work my way up. I left there, went to Ford, and I joined their asset program.
Good.
I was looking really, really good, and then they stopped giving me what I wanted. So then I left there.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I am so taken aback by they didn't give you what you wanted. That's what you said. Am I right?
Yes. Or
you didn't feel that you were getting. Was it a career path? What was missing?
Yeah. So what I mean by they weren't giving me what I wanted, I mean like job wise. So like,
right.
they just weren't giving me
opportunity.
Opportunities. I was stuck on the warranty jobs, the jobs that just didn't pay as well. And if I would try to go get another job, they wouldn't give it to me. They would give it to the other guys. And I was just kind of put on the back burner. That's just one thing I didn't really like. And I found Jesse, who I am currently under, and he has gone leaps and bounds for me.
I don't want to be political here, but Travis, I'm on an advisory panel, and a couple of years ago, we did a study to find out what happened to our seniors. And as the dealers came in and took the majority of our seniors and they went to the dealerships, God love the dealers. We need them. They're important. But 2 years later, 50% of them were out of the industry.
Yes. I always say we don't have the deep pocketbooks like they have. And so they can certainly lure them in, but they regurgitate them and spit them out. And unfortunately, it seems to be into a different industry.
Yeah. And listen to what Jose said.
Yeah.
Basically, they didn't give me what I wanted. And he's sitting in there waiting for opportunity. Call it what you want. If it's money, if it's jobs, he wasn't getting it. No one was listening and talking to him. He was an expendable, low-level something. And now you're somebody, aren't you?
Yep. I at least feel like somebody.
I like the fact that you didn't accept that.
I honestly hated it. I stayed for a while because I was like, well, I'll give them a chance. They're saying that they'll do right. They're saying that they'll do right. And my mental health just took a toll, and I just said I can't do it no more.
So I want everyone to realize that Creon and Jose are here, and they went through the GSTA, the General Service Technician Academy, because Travis, a couple of years ago, said, we've got all these young people. Can we create a focused 2 days worth of training to accelerate, if you will, our young people in knowledge, but also to bring them inside an environment of learning like this? Please remind the audience what that driving force was all about.
Well, Vision High-Tech Training and Expo, it's all high-tech training, and I love it. I didn't want to diminish that, but we also have this big gap in our industry, and I wanted to be able to have an opportunity for people coming into our industry to be able to get some training. So that's really where this was founded from. And, you know, I shared with these guys at the beginning, I asked my shop foreman this question. I said, what makes you so great from all of the good technicians? And his answer was, I don't think I'm any different than anybody else. I just think I do the basics way better than anybody else. And that was powerful.
Sure was.
And, you know, I shared with all the students at the GSTA during the opening day that these foundations, the foundations that we're going to be building on over the next 2 days, is super, super important. The stronger foundation that you build, the much easier it goes. If we try to jump over this basic foundation, we'll always fall back down here.
Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Hey, Carm here, suggesting you discover a smarter way to train your entire automotive team. Experience powerful, bite-sized training sessions accessible from any device in just 5 minutes daily. It's perfect for technicians, advisors, and managers alike. Today's class prepares your shop for sustained success by reinforcing crucial knowledge. Plus, add a competitive edge with our leaderboard to make learning fun and rewarding for everyone. For effective training that delivers, turn to todaysclass.com. Shop owners, we know you are overwhelmed with a flood of missed calls, empty bays, and disconnected marketing tools. Kukui has spent over a decade building one integrated platform for auto repair shops, one login, one dashboard, and mobile-first websites that convert 4 times industry average. Smart, innovative CRM with automated follow-up, 24/7 online booking, and real-time ROI tracking.
With 900 plus years of combined team experience, we fuel the growth of 2,200 plus shops and have influenced $3 billion in revenue. Stop working harder. Start working smarter. Get industry-leading customer support and book a demo with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You know, most shop owners feel trapped spending on ads while half their first-time customers never come back. It's frustrating. It's exhausting. And it's not your fault. The industry average is 54% one and dones. We understand how discouraging that can be. Well, Pit Crew Loyalty changes the story. Our clients cut that rate by up to 38%, raising lifetime value by more than 50%. Loyalty members visit nearly three times more often, creating predictable revenue without extra ad spend. Pit Crew Loyalty, where customers stay and shops thrive. On the web at pitcrewloyalty.com. Okay, let's build on the word foundation. Jose, did you get a good foundation?
Yeah, actually, I was going to say a lot off of Travis. He just feeding my mind with all the kinds of things I wanted to say, honestly.
What was the big takeaway? I mean, if there was one thing that you needed to go back to the shop and tell someone, hey, we did this, here's what I learned. Could you do that?
I think the biggest takeaway is just like Travis said, when he asked his foreman what makes a good tech, honestly, it's just the fact that they do the basics the best. And I'm finding that even in my own shop, like, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Right away when I started out, it was very overwhelming. Doing a multi-point was a lot for me and I definitely missed a lot. But now, after going through this program, it's helped open up my eyes a little bit more. So then I can go back and I can be like, okay, I got a new tech that's coming in. I'm going to teach him the correct way to do the basics because that is the key point in everything.
You know what I just took away from that? We go out and say the word basic to people and it's overused and it's a short word. It maybe doesn't have a great definition. But if they come in and GSTA is all about foundation building,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, change basic to foundation.
Well, you know, you think about it.
The word basic to foundational. I like that.
Yeah, because, you know, and I shared this the other day. There's nothing basic about what we do.
Mm-mm.
And from an inspection to torquing a tire, the amount of responsibility that us as, you know, technicians and specialists that we carry is incredible. It really is. So it's really building the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That sets that foundation and continue to propel us. Absolutely.
Your big takeaway?
My big takeaway is basically run around with what you guys just said. I'm really just excited to go to my shop and show that I can use everything that I just learned.
And do it. You get in charge next week of the lunch and learn, okay? Shop owner buys the pizza. Everybody comes together. And Creon or Cree, they call you Cree, right?
Yep, I go by Cree.
Cree is going to go out and take one of the courses, to spit the hour-long course out in 10 to 12 minutes, and then you're going to be a favorite every Wednesday at lunchtime because when you teach, you learn, when you reiterate that.
That was another thing from one of my classes, actually, that really stood out to me. Instead of us just like learning something and talk about it, we would learn it. We would read about it first, talk about it, hear about it. But then we would actually get to do it. But on top of doing it, we had to teach our peers next to us, which was pretty good, pretty cool. Because not only do you learn it, but you get to teach the person next to you, meaning that you know what you're talking about. You also get to help someone else know what they're talking about and do it.
God, these guys are grounded.
This is our future.
I know.
Is that not incredible?
It excites the crap out of me.
I love it.
It really does. So one of the quotes that I want to leave you with is listen to learn, talk to teach.
Yep.
I like
that. And please go back and talk about what happened here. And we sure damn well hope to see you next year.
I've got a question about next year. So I've got plenty of friends who also work on cars and are in the technician field. How open are they to just being able to come to this? Is this like an event for anyone to be able to go to?
Absolutely. This is an event for anybody to come to.
Well, then next year when you see me, you'll see me with a bunch of friends.
Start saving their money. I mean, you know, you got to get here. You got to eat some stuff. You got to pay for the classes. But what a goal.
That is awesome. Now we're bringing more people into this industry, getting them involved in training, getting them even more inspired, all because of just a couple people that were sitting through a GSTA course.
Yeah. You go to your friends and says, what did you waste $20 on this week? And if you put it in a kitty, times 52 weeks, that's a hell of a round trip to come here.
Right? Yes, it is.
I know. It is. To continue your education, is it free? Because you have to be a perpetual student and you have to pay to get there. And just like, you know, some of us pay for tools and some of us don't, depending on where we work and how we work and the agreements that we have.
Or if you just win them and be lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what? Why did I know he was going to butt in and say that? I love this guy. He is so cool. You could be on my show a lot. I have to sit back right? and let him go.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I just love it. So are you going to go back and encourage people that you know in the industry that they got to start doing training?
Honestly, yes. The one thing I will say is I've actually had the chance to do other training at other dealerships. I've gotten the chance to do their types of technician training. I honestly found that this was a little bit more informational, especially when it came to foundation, the general service.
He's a quick learner.
I try.
I can do transmissions and engines now, so I'll tell you what. within the first year, I was doing them. So
I think the big thing is you're in a community of relatable people.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thinks they're better than anybody else. Everybody is here to learn.
I love the fact that everybody is willing to share their knowledge.
100%. Yep. And it's in an open way that we just want to elevate, right? We want to elevate everybody. And the other thing that I love to do is I love to share the wisdom, mm-hmm. you know, and some people will call that failures. Some people will call that regret. I call it wisdom. And if I can share the wisdom that I've learned in the time that I've been in this industry, then it can only help continue to propel everybody that's coming into mm-hmm. this industry.
To build off of that, I'm only saying this because I watch anime. In one of my favorite animes, there was a quote. It was by Nikola Tesla. He said, wisdom being like kept away from humanity is wrong. It should be shared no matter what.
Yeah.
Because that will then only help grow the human race.
Yeah. And wisdom can be wrapped up in the learning from mistakes.
Yeah. I've made plenty of mistakes. I'll tell you what. I've definitely learned from them.
I don't think you get smart until you fail. Really.
First attempt in learning.
Stumble, yeah. Baby. Stumble. And don't be upset about it. Oh, I learned that from the class, but I didn't do it right. Good. Now you know. Course outlines. How do you pick these out and bring in the trainers?
The way that it started is we were building our own internal training program in our store. I loved it. And I said, this needs to come to vision. No pun intended, but this needs to come to vision. So I got a hold of Sherry and we started talking about it. You know, her mind, you know how Sherry works. Like her mind just started racing and she's like, let's do this. We're going to make this happen. Reached out to some of our amazing partners that have been just such large supporters of vision through the years and started putting it together. So we've got, you know, everything from OSHA training to lift safety, fluids and oil, tire safety and repair. You've got alignments that we go through, AC.
I like to call thermal management.
Thermal management. Yes.
What was Max here?
Steve was
there. Cool.
Yep. He was the instructor.
Can you imagine going through ALI, the Lift Institute, and going back to the shop saying, when's our next inspection? Don't worry about that. No, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Because it is so critical, so important today. Mm-hmm. Lift safe.
Well, yeah. And then to finish out the 2 days, they go through an outstanding electricity class. Actually, this year was taught by Jeff Bly and Bill from Napa Auto Tech.
Yep.
And it was just the amount of hands-on and the amount of things that they teach them is just so incredible. But, you know, talking about ALI and lift safety, one of the things that we did prior to this is we had our team get ALI certified during their onboarding when they get hired with us. So we were familiar with ALI. However, as a shop owner and somebody that made our team do the training, but maybe didn't do everything that we were supposed to do inside of our shop, I had one of our team members sitting through the class and he came at the end and he said, why are we using wooden blocks to lift cars when we shouldn't be doing that? And I said, it's a really good point. And I shared that story with these guys.
It's an oops.
Yeah. And I said, that's a really good point. I'm going to put you in charge of finding the rubber blocks that we need and the proper adapters. And let's get that outfitted for our stores.
Did he find them?
And he did. You know, like I shared, that allows the ownership for you all to be able to truly go out and own that piece. And the other thing that's super important is you are just making your shop safer, period. You guys saw the videos of the lifts and everything else. And those, that's real stuff.
I've seen them.
Thankfully, it's,
I've seen it without seeing the video, so it's not pretty.
Yeah.
I've only had one accident, thankfully.
So I'm going to start a discussion with my friend Travis here on the words basic electricity. You can just chime in anytime. And so every time you may see basic electricity on the scoreboard and you say, I just took that last year, I recommend you go again. And every super top brainiac technology specialist today says, I thought I knew, but I needed to be constantly refreshed. What's happening in the industry is person goes to the basic electric and the next year there's another basic electric and then nobody shows up because they think they know it.
Yep.
And so they started to bundle the classes up, advanced electricity for the basic specialist or technician, right? That's what they would say to get people to come. And if you gave a quiz to the people that were there, they didn't really understand and know basic electricity. We think we know, but we don't.
Yep.
And even the seniors people say every once in a while, I need a slap upside the head. Am I speaking right?
You're 100% accurate. One of the things that I think is so important is as soon as we go through a class once, we think we've got it mastered. And we know that when we go into a class, we're going to be able to retain roughly 20% of what we've learned. And when I mean retain, I mean like it's in our core, right? Like if we were here having a conversation going through everything that you both just learned in the GSTA, there'd be about 20% that was just really in the core.
Yep.
So we could go through each class roughly 5 times before it's really 100% in our core, right? And I think that right there is where the key comes in is each time you go through it, the first 20% that you retained, just you retain even deeper and you make room to retain more.
Yep.
Guys, there's this thing called the forgetting curve. It's a real legitimate thing. Go Google it, take a look at it. And there's this very interesting 30-day. I learned this. Did I retain it? Am I going to remember it? And it keeps going down to barely, you're going to be, I was at a class and I think I remember. And that's why so many of the critically important classes, you come to, well, they're doing this GDI thing again. Well, it's been a couple of years. Go, because the classes are always refreshed and there's always new ways to look at things. Yes. Technology is changing so fast.
I was just going
to say. But the fundamentals aren't. We have to bring those fundamentals to deal with all the new tech. So I guess the best message that you're hearing from Travis is please be a perpetual student and don't discount the class you already. Well, I want to really expand my horizons. Okay, take a couple of new and take one old.
I think, you know, you hear people, they sit through a class and they go, well, I could have taught that class.
Oh, God.
Well, I actually like it because to me, that means that they're finally at that point where maybe they're at 80 to 100% of having that really in their core, right? Now, if they say it in an arrogant way or an egotistical way, that's different, right?
Yep.
But I think it's important that you go to that class until you truly and genuinely feel, I think I probably could have taught that class. But then the next challenge that I have is, then why aren't? Because what do we need
leaders
in this industry?
We need leaders.
We need trainers. As we've got a rapid retirement of technicians, we also have a rapid retirement of trainers as well. And so we need people to step up to the plate. We need people to be able to sit in here and go, I'm learning. Wow, I could have been that person sitting at the front of that teaching that. That'd be my challenge to you two as well. Maybe you'll be here teaching the GSTA.
Honestly, I could see myself doing it.
Think about it. Make it a goal, guys.
Just give me another goal.
Well, my current goal is to become as great as possible and just do the best I can.
Well, absolutely. And it's not going to come without the continuing education.
Yeah.
And it's not just coming to Vision once a year. It's all the other courses that you can find locally and online.
Well, it's also every single day. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's every single day.
Yeah.
So you're doing it every single day. And if you don't do it right, you get into that bad habit. You're then not doing it right. You're not doing your basics correctly. Your fundamentals are gone.
Do you have any problem reading the factory manual?
Yeah.
No. Do you think it's important?
Yeah, it's important. How would, if you don't read, that's just like saying, it's just like trying to do electrical on a car without doing, looking at a diagram. You don't know what you're going in and looking at.
So you can't repair a car with YouTube?
You can, but like, it probably wouldn't be the best idea.
Maybe my neighbor thinks. Right. Yeah. All right, look, let's wrap this up. I want you to talk to the shop owners out there that have a lot of young people and they're looking at these budding careers at work for them. And they may not necessarily know enough about the GSTA program, General Technician Academy. What would you say to them right now?
I would definitely tell them to bring your techs. If you're confident in your shop, not even confident, if you want your shop to grow and you want, if you want everything to move in the way that you would like it to and not just be stuck in a down going situation or anything like that, I would say to bring your techs here. They would love to learn. I'm positive they would love to learn here. And you would be very happy with the knowledge that you see that they learn when you go take them back to your shop.
The thought that I had just hit me, Travis, is to be able to take some of these young people that went through last year, this year, and bring them up to maybe not necessarily teach a course, but to tell them how they continue to use the fundamentals in work so that the students that are there now say, wow, there's a grad. It's always cool to talk to a grad, isn't
it? There's one that comes to mind, Tyler Stever. And he went through it a few years ago and we still stay connected. And gosh, just to follow him on the internet and watch his progression and to see him continue to grow is, it's pretty awesome to see that.
We need to celebrate the people that have gone through GSTA. Yes. Well, let's wrap it up, Jose.
Anyone below 5 years should go through the general.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Because I'm only 3.5. I genuinely was coming into this thinking, I'm not going to learn anything. I could honestly teach those general services.
Was your ego getting in the way, maybe?
Maybe a little.
Overly confidence getting in the way?
Maybe a little, but it was, that is also the thing I've also struggled with, though. I don't think it's a confidence issue. Okay. I've always struggled with confidence. I've always doubted myself.
Okay.
I've learned to be confident in myself. So that's why I say, oh yeah, I was coming into this thinking, oh yeah, I'm not going to learn too much, but at the same time, I was like, no, my boss wants me to learn something. My job is to learn something while I'm here. If I go back as a tech, as a person, I have failed if I didn't bring anything back.
These guys are grounded.
Wow.
Holy crullies. Creon Golden, Jose Franzen.
Correct.
Wow. Why do we struggle with that? It's just consonants and vowels. My God.
People,
Travis Troy, Honest Wrenches, in Des Moines and Anarchy.
Hey, words are hard.
The final words for you, my friend, who helped create this.
It's just amazing that, you know, just like Jerry did, and he continues to, with vision, to inspire our next generation of technicians. And that is truly my passion, to have a positive impact on other people. And I just see it just with these two here. It's pretty phenomenal.
Great, great choices. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive repair business podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. Get your episodic education on the ARPN listening app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Also, enjoy the podcast on our Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. Carm is all for advancing the professional automotive service industry. Until next time.